Well, I think that the biggest thing this defense is they're very physical, and it starts up front with them. It starts inside. The defensive tackles, the defensive ends are very physical players, four-point stance, fire off the ball. The linebackers are downhill players, and the safeties are downhill players. I think in general, I think that's the common trait of this defense. They all play physical. They all play hard. Well, I think what they do, they apply pressure on their quarterback, not always getting sacks, but again, they play so physical, they can squeeze the pocket on the quarterback. They do a really good job of disguising coverages in the back end, and so they speed up the quarterback's decision-making process, and then, as that decision-making process gets sped up, the mixture of coverages, the disguise of coverages create some errant throws, and they get some interceptions.
I know you got Julio involved early in the last game and stuff like that. You always want to make an emphasis right on him, as you say. How do you get him going in that second half? It seems like he just hasn't gone that way in the first two games and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, like I said last week, coming out of every game, you look at every aspect of the game, and you try to find ways to where you could have maybe learned from, to get better from moving forward. And I think that is something coming out of two games, to where the third quarter has been where that emphasis hasn't been as much of a factor as maybe the first half was, or early in the games were. So definitely something to look at. I think that again, I credit Julio. It doesn't matter if it's the first play or the last play when he's catching a slant to put us in position to win the game. He plays so hard, and he does things right, and he's so detailed. So, we just want to take advantage of our opportunities with him when we get them, and making sure we're putting him in position to have those opportunities. And so I think that's going to be a constant challenge for us all year, but a really good challenge to have, one that we definitely embrace.
One thing, when we talk to him, whenever we talk to him about a opposing cornerback that might be pretty good, he's worried about your offense,
right,
what you guys do, and stuff like that. I know they got a good guy in Slay,
sure,
and stuff like that, but I'm sure you probably have the same mindset. I got one of the best receivers in the game.
I think the biggest thing for us offensively is, one, to recognize our opponent and recognize their strengths, and to recognize the things that they do well, recognize the schemes that they play. But ultimately, it always falls back to us and our preparation, our execution, our attention to detail, our speed, our tempo we want to play at, and then our physicality we want to play with. And when you pair that all the way down to one individual, that's exactly what Julio's talking about. It's about his preparation and what our plan is and what we're asking him to do, and then ultimately him going out and doing his job regardless of who the opponent is. That's no disrespect. They're great players. They're a good defense. They're creating turnovers. They play physical. But for us to be successful on Sunday, we need to do what we need to do for that to happen.
Coach, your opening drives in both games have ended in points, and I know that a number of teams around the league script their first X amount of plays on offense. Is that something that you do as well? And if so, what's the benefit of doing that?
Well, we do that. You have an opener, you have a script. It doesn't always go according to plan. Third downs come into play, red zone comes into play, different things pull you off that script. But I think the benefit of it is giving the players, just a little peace of mind of knowing what calls they can expect early in the game, what things that can come as we move at the start of the game. And we actually try to do the same thing to start the second half. We try to give them kind of a second half script or a second half openers of things they can expect so that they can play as fast as they can.
Coach, how do you how's Ty doing? How's that side of the line? Do you have to send them some help for this game?
I think we're prepared to help Ty and Wes whenever we need to help them. We know we're facing a talented front. That being said, we got a great challenge last week. Ty stepped in, haven't been here very long, stepping in, having to block Clay Matthews all night. That's a heck of a challenge, and I thought he did a really good job for stepping in and in that short amount of time. Now he's in the system. He's had another week to really work with our ones, to work with Matt, to be part of Matt and Alex's cadence and those mechanisms. So, I expect Ty to come out and perform well. He's an athletic guy. But whether it's Ty, whether it's Jake, whether it's the interior, we're prepared to help whoever we need to help based on, if we struggle anywhere up front in this game, because ultimately, you can't complete passes if you don't get them off. And so we got to help our guys when we need to.
And Wes, looked like, we're not know, we watched, we're not great or anything. How did he do? Look like he did better. Coach, y'all break that down.
Sure. Much improved from week one. Much improved. You know, I go back to that Chicago game was his first career NFL game, never mind first career NFL start. And so naturally there's going to be some things that, you know, as we touched on after last week's game, you know, you can play 50 plays really well and have five mistakes on the offensive line, and boy, they're glaring, and five glaring to us and maybe two glaring to the fan. And so I thought Wes came out and played a really solid game for us last week. And our expectation is, knowing Wes, how hard he worked all offseason to earn that job, he'll continue to work throughout the season to rectify any things that he needs to work on. And we saw that from week one to week two, and now we need to continue to see that from week two to week three.
Just out of curiosity, if you feel like answering this question, which play last week did you look at and you said, boy, that's the way, that play, the way we executed it all the way around, really worked in our favor, and I really like that, whether it was a score or a non-score? Which play?
You know, I think for us, you know, everything we do starts with our run game. You know, when our run game is really going, that helps our play action pass, that helps our receivers, that, you know, might minimize a little of the double coverage stuff. So, I mean, I think two of the runs, I think Tevin's run when we were a little bit backed up to pop out the back door was a really key play for us. And then coming out of halftime, the first play to Freeman down the far sideline there coming out of halftime, I thought those two plays, when we can get that and you felt the speed of those guys getting to the edge, when we can get that offensively, that sure makes a lot of the other stuff we like to do, you know, a lot easier to make come alive.
Yeah, Coach, the two quarterbacks, they're kind of buddies and so forth. And, yeah. You know, you're all quarterback too. How's that fraternity, and, you know, how cool is that to be playing your buddy, that you run around with and so forth?
You know, oddly enough, I bumped into Matt Stafford this offseason down at Lake Oconee, and he just seemed like a great guy. You know, he's with his dad and golfing, and knowing Matt Ryan's personality and then getting a chance to meet Matt Stafford, you could see why they kind of get along. And I think playing quarterback in this league, especially being one of the elite guys, you know, the handful that these two guys are in, some elite company, and some rare air there. And when you can find that camaraderie with somebody else that's maybe not right in your division, that maybe you play once every couple, 3-4 years, I'm sure they're both excited for the opportunity and the challenge to play one another. And I know there's a great deal of respect for one another. And, you know, I'm sure they'll go out and have fun and compete like crazy. And then, you know, be able to, you know, one of them's going to be jabbing one of them about it afterwards. So.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All righty, guys. Thank you.